If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
When vision is written, you should not be confused. When Dr. King gave his famous I Have a Dream speech, I memorized that speech in seventh grade. It called on me every assembly to say it. Called me out of gym class to give that darn speech. And the thing that impressed me the most about that speech was that it was visionary. It was not a speech for the time, because the things in the speech didn't apply in the 60s. He longed for a world, a society that evolved beyond institutional racism. It was visionary. When the vision is clearly written, it gives hope to the listeners. The people walked away from that speech, some, I believe, leaning more towards the right now theory, walked away saying, man, that ain't never going to happen. But some walked away saying, I believe that'll happen. Maybe not in my time, but in my child's time. Amen. Jesus stood and gave his I Have a Dream speech. In Matthew's gospel, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Seek first the kingdom of God. Jesus had a vision that you would become what the kingdom is, and you would not be dictated to by the limitations of the kingdom of darkness, but you would rise above it and represent God. He gave me hope. Is that the vision is for an appointed time. Dr. King's vision was for an appointed time. He needed legislation. I do not suggest that he was a preacher in our sense of the word, but he was a visionary who saw something greater for his people. But since a vision is for an appointed time, that means that there has to be other things that happen to bring the vision to pass, even including the death of the visionary. For I submit to you that the things of the vision for the I Have a Dream speech would not have been realized until President Kennedy was assassinated. For the racist Congress would not embrace equality for our people until the country was moved by the Bostonian man's desire to bring equality to his constituency. And Lyndon Johnson, coming from a racist state, embraces the great society because of a vision from somebody on a mall in Washington years ago. My brothers and sisters, the vision that God gives is for an appointed time. Don't you become frustrated because it doesn't happen right now. You might have to lose some friendships to bring your vision to pass. Some stuff has to die to you before that vision comes to pass. Where God is going to take you, some people have to get out of your life. And don't lament them going, for they were holding you back from your greatness. Write it down. Make it plain. Realize it's for an appointed time. And then understand the vision will come. You don't have to see it. God, listen to me, God. What is it, Abram? What is it? You called me. You said I'm going to have children like the stars in the sky. I'm old, and my wife doesn't have any children. How is this going to happen? And how am I going to know that this thing is going to happen? Your seed are going to be strangers in a strange land for 400 years. And then I'm going to visit them and bring them out of that land. Oh, but you're going to be dead. Only God can keep a promise with a dead person. So God says, I'm going to fulfill this thing, even though you're going to be dead to the physical. When God speaks a vision to you, please know it's going to come. Might not come in your lifetime. See, I think that that's one of the problems that these current children have. They have nothing passed on to them. They have no vision. And that's why they kill each other. because they have no sense of connection. Our parents taught us that everybody was our neighbor. We shared connection with people on the block. Hello, Miss Towns. Hello, Miss Williams. Hello, Miss So-and-so. We spoke to everybody. We cared. Why? We had vision that this was a community. Today, children will walk up and just blow your brains out. Why? They don't have any connection because they have no vision. You didn't tell them the stories of how your grandparents migrated. My father used to tell me stories of how he used to ride his bike in Jamaica, and he would do those races. He used to demonstrate marching because Jamaica was under England, and the English troops would be in Jamaica, and he would show how the English people marched, and he would teach me how the English people saluted, and he would go through all the stuff that he had down there. And so when I still sit with that side of the family, even to this day, they bring up things that are embedded in my memory. I found out that his bike is still in the house. That same English racer, it's still there. Memory, vision must be passed on. It's not going to die. The one principle that separates the baby boomer from every preceding generation is that simple concept of patience. Patience now has been replaced by the microwave. As a boy, you put water in a pot. We didn't have no teapot that whistled. You use a regular pot and throw it in there and wait till it boils. You stand there and wait. That old theory about a watch pot doesn't boil is a lie. All water boils when it reaches 212 degrees Fahrenheit. It all boils. You got that gas range. You got them old electric ranges that take forever. But when you light that match and throw, whoo! We got sadity with our electric eye that click, 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 click. Ain't no fun till you can get burned. Eyebrow singed. Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, turn that fire down. That's why you went to straightening your hair, because you didn't want to wait to have the natural hair that God gave you. So you sit in the kitchen with your aunts, and they put that big blob of grease on the back of their hand. And stand up there with an apron on and sit you right next to the stove. It's 732 degrees. And you don't want to wait, so they get the little grease and put it on there and take that straightening comb. And you, they sit up here. Then they get the curlers and twirl them. Then grab that hair and fold it up. Now you're all burned down in here because you don't want to wait. And they just running the straightening comb through it. Then somebody came out with perm. Now you're permanent and just... And the guys would go up to Don's Do Shop to get theirs conked and wear that old greasy black rag around their head. Walk around with that do all that only lasted about 3 days. We don't want to wait till things happen naturally. Everything in our life is quick. Mama used to heat Daddy's plate. She would take the plate and put it on a pot. Sometimes she used like an aluminum foil pan and put holes in it so the steam could rise up. They had no microwave up. Now you stick it in the microwave and here he walks in it. Yeah, it's in the oven. Boop, 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 boop. Now your man got gamma radiation and he glowing at night. When you come, turn the light off. Ain't no light on, baby. Eating all that microwave food. I came up during a time when you pop popcorn in a pot. Put a half a stick of butter in, put the kernels in and shake it. Put some salt in it and shake it up. Put it in your purse and take it to the movies. Wasn't paying no dollar for no box of popcorn. The devil is a lie. Now you got microwave popcorn with what you think is butter, but is nuclear waste. Coagulated in the bottom of the bag, but you're in a hurry. You don't want to pop it till you hear it go. Pop, 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 pop. You don't want to hear that. You want it in the microwave. It only take 10 seconds. But now even the doctors say that stuff is bad and has carcinogenic properties. But because we're in a hurry, Mama had to wait a long time. I was with my cousin yesterday, little cousin, and she says, I said, what kind of grades you get in school? She said, I get all A's. I said, I got all A's too when I was in school. I was absent in every class. A. We don't want to tarry. We don't want to wait because we're influenced by people. I was never absent until I met Elder David Cooper. Now he sit back there all saved and Holy Ghost filled. Got me out of school early in the morning. Made me a juvenile delinquent. And I made him an elder. Because when you forgive, you restore. But we don't want to wait. Because we live in an instantaneous world. Everything. We don't even want to wait for the bus anymore. We're looking. Now, how does it help you to see it coming? You ever go to doctor's office and keep walking up to the desk? Does the doctor know I'm here? Sit down. Wait. You can't hurry God. You should not be discouraged by your vision. Vision takes time. Here's what God is doing, and I'm done for the first part. When God gives you a vision, you must burn this into your mind. When God gives you a vision, he must now prepare both you and the recipients for the vision. And that's what takes time. Joseph was destined to be the second ruler of Egypt, but he was not ready. God gave him the coat of many colors, but his brothers hated him. They threw him in a pit, took him out of the pit, threw him into slavery. From slavery, he goes into the prison, and from the prison, he gets to the palace. God wanted him in the palace, but he couldn't tell him that right after he gave him the coat, or Joseph's head would have been too big. My brothers and sisters, the processes of life prepare us for the fulfillment of vision. In fact, as we read through the Bible, we learn that the people who were used by God in a mighty way had rough beginnings. So embrace the bad thing. Don't marry it, just embrace it and say, I got you for a season. And when I let it go, I'm going to be higher than I was. Then I'm going to embrace the next one. And when I let it go, I'm going to be higher than I was, so that when I get to God's destination, I will have been prepared for my vision. Vision. Are you a visionary? Wait on it. Write it clearly. Be encouraged that it will come to pass. Know that it's for an appointed time, but at least have one.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
2116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in Bethel's summer program, Camp Bethel. This year, we will be celebrating our 20th year anniversary. In addition to Bible lessons preached by Camp Director and Youth Pastor Wayne Diggs, Camp Bethel offers weekly trips to exciting places.
Hershey Park.
Yosemite.
Gimbel Beach.
Funplex.
Join us for these trips and much, much more this summer at Camp Bethel. Registration has begun. Call 215-885-2585 to enroll your child today.